Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
All right, you guys. Well, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star. And I should have Pastor Dab on the line. Are you there, Pastor Dab?
Oh, I'm here. How are you this? How are you today, Star?
I'm wonderful, Mommy. How are you doing, baby?
I'm doing good.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Awesome. And we have live with us in the studio for the second week in a row, you guys. We are so excited, and we feel so blessed to have Miss Carrie Ann Lawrence here.
Yes. Hey. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, girl. We are having a blast having you here every week and just sharing what God has given you to help us be healthy and to discuss her new book, Empowered Eating for a Healthy Lifestyle. So you guys make sure you pick up a copy of her new book.
Yes. Good morning, Pastor Dab.
Good morning. How you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yay, sounding good. Y'all sounding great.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Well,
I can hardly wait to hear the part two.
I know. We're excited. She's over here in the studio live. All of our Facebook viewers can see that she is getting ready to give us these beautiful green smoothie drinks.
That's right.
She made us some.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
She has a little mason jar, so we're like so excited. We're going to try them right now in the air, and so excited to be able to do that. And but before we do any of that, we want to start our show off like we do every single week with some inspiration and a scripture from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. So go ahead and take it away, Mommy.
All right. Well, good morning, good afternoon. We won't say good evening or good night, but good afternoon, everybody. It's such an honor, a privilege, and a joy to have this opportunity every week to just be a part of a team that wants to share and that really care. And I'm so thankful. I'm just truly thankful. And when we have resources that we can share to help someone else, then help themselves. That make good sense? When we have resources that we can share to help someone else, to help themselves, then let's release the information. You know, because it's all about being blessed. Blessed to be a blessing. And 1 John 3, 16 through 18. And I'm going to read that real quick. It says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. And so that's, I think, is so key. We have to be able to love one another with our actions and in truth. And so we have to just keep on sharing, keep on caring, and keep on extending a helping hand, and it will be given back to you. Amen.
Amen. That is so good.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
Help somebody along this way. And thank you, Carrie Ann, for being there today to do just that. And we just really appreciate you.
Absolutely.
And God bless you.
It's my pleasure.
Yes. And I know we spent some time with Carrie Ann last week after the show. And we had so much fun just sitting around the kitchen, talking and laughing, and just got some great information. And I know I see Mommy starting to put some things in place.
Oh, yes. I love it.
It's great. Just great,
it's
great,
it's
great.
It's a mindset. It's coming, though.
Yes.
Awesome.
New another mind.
Yes. We're so excited. All righty. Well, you stay on the line if you would like. And you can chime in, ask questions, and we will make sure we repeat your questions out loud so that everyone can know, because I don't know if our Facebook Live viewers can hear you, but we will make sure we chime in and ask those questions. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Miss Carrie Ann, thanks so much for being on the show again. And thank you for giving us these beautiful green smoothies.
Right?
Tell us what's in them.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she just gave one to Alan.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Everyone got smoothies today. Well, first of all, thank you again so much, Star, for the opportunity to be here. I am super, super excited. Just to tell you a little bit about me, my name is Carrie Ann Lawrence. I am the owner and founder of Just Green Living, LLC, a health and wellness company in which I help women, especially with chronic condition, bring balance to their mind, mm-hmm. body, spirit, and soul
awesome.
Using natural solutions to create a healthy lifestyle. And one, of course, we talked about last week how I got started because I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and then I had to journey towards wellness. And how I got that, what got there was through eating and nourishing my body with things that's going to give me the energy and fuel my body to get better. So today, as I promised last week, I've made smoothies. So that you guys can try them. This one is made with spinach, pineapples, mangoes, bananas, avocados, and chia seeds. And I use coconut water as my to mix it with, just because coconut water has natural electrolytes in there, so it can get us replenished.
Oh, wow.
And I worked out this morning, so I was like, I got to replenish.
And I did not. But I need to replenish still.
Right?
But I did not. So I thought about you, though.
You did.
She called me at 9:15. Are you still asleep? I'm like,
after my workout.
Yes.
Awesome. I want you guys to taste it and tell me what you think.
Alan's already tasting. He said it's so good.
Oh my gosh. Because we have all our stuff in there. Because what we have our carbs, where we're going to get from all our fruits. Then we got our protein. Ooh. We got our healthy fats. So we're getting all our extra vitamins in there as well. And her.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I have a question already. I'm already starting off with questions.
Oh, go ahead with your question.
Because a lot of people, they don't ever get started because they might think it's too hard, mm-hmm. or they might think it takes too long to do in the morning. How long does it actually take to make one of these delicious green smoothies in the morning?
It takes me 5 minutes. Oh. 5 minutes. To get it done. And a great way to do it is preparing ahead of time. We can use Ziploc bags. We can put our spinach in there and put them in their Ziploc bags and have our fruits that we're going to use in a Ziploc bag. So it's easier. We just put them in the blender and we go ahead and blend them up in the mornings. If you plan, and a lot of my clients, what they do, they make them for the week. So they have all their Ziploc bags and they just grab them in the mornings and they make their smoothies for the day.
That is a great idea. I am going home to meal prep smoothies. This is so delicious. Oh, my gosh. It's so good,
guys. I'm glad you love it.
Oh, my God.
You know, I was a little hungry, so I had my smoothie like that, but I also have another one. See, I had two. Because I worked out, and this is what I'm using to replenish. I didn't eat. This is it. So this one is a little different. I didn't have any vegetables in here. I just had like mangoes and pineapples. I put some cinnamon and some nutmeg and bananas in there because I wanted something really creamy. Oh. So this is what I have on this one.
Oh my!
And there's avocados as well. I love. Can you tell? I love avocados.
Oh
I do.
Oh my gosh! So, okay, another question. So, like, if you were going to the store, like, how many avocados do you buy at once? How much spinach do you buy at once? And Do you have to ever use any of those like fresh safe bags or stay fresh bags or any of that stuff to keep your fruits and vegetables?
Yes, those are very important to have.
Okay.
If it's, well, since most people have young kids at home, my kids are gone off to college. So I have more of an opportunity that I can come home and I can go to the grocery store a little bit more often.
Mm-hmm.
So before I didn't do that, I used to buy a lot so I can pack. So I try not to buy as much anymore. So I just buy one thing of the organic spinach. The avocados, I may buy like 5 or 6 at a time because they ripe pretty quickly and you don't want them to go bad. So I get those, and not only do I put them in my smoothie, I use them with a lot of my meals as well because I just love avocados. You can do that in the morning if you're just trying to have something quick, like a nice toast. Just have toast and you smash some avocados. You can put some spices on there and you put that on top of it. That's a great meal.
Wow.
Like, so you can just have a quick breakfast. So I like one of the things, the way I eat now, everything is just seemed to be very quick.
It's very quick. Okay. Because I know that's a lot of people's concern. It's too hard. It's it takes too long, things like that. But I know that making your health, taking care of yourself and your health has got to be a priority.
Right. And if you've never done it, then it can be daunting.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've done it one time, and then you say, "Oh my gosh, it's really not as bad as I thought," because people think you're going to spend a lot of time cutting up all your vegetables and all that. You do that when you come from the grocery store. This is a great thing you can do. If you do your grocery shopping on a weekend, whichever day you do, you can do your grocery shopping, and then when you have your unpacking, instead of just putting them in the fridge like that, just make it quick. Just put them in your Ziploc bags.
Okay.
And you stick them in your refrigerator at that time. So you're already prepping while you're unpacking your groceries. So it seems it goes by a lot quicker that way. And then you'll have it so that when you're doing your smoothies, you can do it. And a lot of times it's, you know, blenders. So people always ask me, what blender do you use?
Mm-hmm.
I always say, use whatever you have. There's, if you have a regular blender and it's not a high power blender, then you're just going to have to blend your smoothie a little bit longer. It makes it a little longer so it can get that smooth, creamy taste. Because I love a creamy smoothie. So you can use from that all the way up to a Vitamix. I love Vitamix because, mm-hmm. gosh, they just blend and they do a lot of stuff. But you don't have to go out and buy a high-powered blender. If you have a regular blender, you can use that. Mm-hmm. Just blend it a little bit longer and then and get your smoothie.
And, you know, I was eating smoothies a lot a few years ago. I even got my grandpa to eat smoothies. Yeah. And that's one of the things that he did before he passed away, like the last 6 years of his life or so. Uh-huh. He seen me making smoothies. He'd be like, "Star, make me one of them smoothies." Oh. So then before we left Kansas, I went and got him one of those little blenders and mm-hmm. showed him how to blend everything up because he couldn't eat all of his vegetables and fruit anymore. Uh-huh. Like, you know, because he didn't have any little teeth in the front or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, but he still loved his peaches and mm-hmm. everything. And my mom can tell you if she wants to come off of you, but he loved mixing up his stuff in the little blender and he would still be able to eat it. He would cut up his fresh fruit.
Right.
I always used to use frozen fruit. Now, is there, I'll finish telling my grandpa's story. And then grandpa would cut up his fresh fruit, his apples, his peaches uh-huh. and pears and everything. And that's how he would be able to eat his fresh fruit is put them in the blender. Mm-hmm. And we just had a little blender right from Walmart.
Right.
It was like the knockoff bullet or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it cost less than $20, guys. So if you are not wanting to spend a lot of money, like she said,
exactly.
you could just use something like that. But he was still getting that fresh fruit and vegetables in his smoothie.
Awesome. And that is the most important part. And one of the things, you know, is very important because flu season is coming. Yes, guys, it's coming. So one of the things that we can do is try to do preventative things. So we're going to need to flood our systems with all natural fruits and vegetables, especially because we need things high in vitamin C, your oranges, your citrus fruits. A lot of those are great for smoothies or even just eating, and that we can do for our kids
mm-hmm.
because most kids don't like a lot of fruits, but they'll eat apples and oranges.
Wow.
So you can start out there because especially your citrus is filled with vitamin C. So I also did that, and I did a lot of juicing. I don't need to go into juicing, but I do that as well. But I did all that, bottles of juices, because I am flooding my system. I did it with some kale, with some Swiss chard, and I used celery, oranges, and all those things. So it's packed with things that's going to help boost my immune system. So I have all those in my refrigerator. When I walk in my refrigerator, there's a bunch of stuff that I've froze some of them because I won't be able to get to them in the 2 days.
Okay.
So I did a lot of juicing and smoothies.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Now, another question. Do you think it's okay to use frozen fruits? Or do you prefer fresh? Or if people like are not using them as quickly, like is it good to use frozen blueberries?
Frozen fruits are amazing. I started out using frozen fruits. I use frozen fruits still because you're getting, when the fruits are frozen, they freeze them at their peak.
Mm-hmm.
So all the nutrients and everything is still in there. So mm-hmm. frozen fruits are amazing. In the summer, since it's summertime and I have so much access to the fruits that I love, like my mangoes and my pineapples,
mm-hmm.
I use the fresh. So this is all fresh that I used this morning. So there weren't anything frozen, but I still have frozen fruits and vegetables.
So it's okay. And do you prefer organic?
I do prefer organic just because I want to decrease the amount of toxins that I add into my body.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not everything that you have to get organic. Pineapples are one of those things that I don't get organic because the skin, outer skin, is so thick and it's protected. So those are not one of the things that I get organic. I just get those, peel the skin and toss them. But like my berries, I try to get all those organic because those are very thin skin and all that stuff I'm ingesting.
Mm-hmm.
So berries, my apples, my pears, those I try to get organic because I eat the skin and skin has a lot of nutrients in it.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so excited.
Yeah,
and this drink is so good, y'all. If you could just, can you see this drink?
I know.
It's amazing. Oh, and Alan's over there. Alan's like, look at my drink. And it's so, can you see yourself? Ah, there he is.
Yes.
But you guys, it's so filling. It's so
it
filling. It's not like you know, it tastes delicious and it's so filling. And today, you guys, if you are watching us live, I see Brittany. Hey, Brittany girl. Yes. We are discussing Carrie Ann's book, Empowered Eating for a Healthy Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. She's one of my awesome friends, but been knowing her for many, many moons.
Yes. And a lot of these, actually, this recipe that I gave you is almost in the book. It's called Mango Pineapple Tropics. I just added the avocados. The avocados wasn't in the book, but I added that in here this morning. So makes it a little different.
Yes. Mm. And she has such an awesome testimony, recovering from thyroid cancer. Mm-hmm. And still standing, still yes. here, and ooh. Helping other people be able to live their best life and take control of their lives by what we put in our mouth. I think that is so, 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 so key.
Yeah. So. Yes, it is. I mean, it's one of the things that I touched on a little bit last week, but I really want to reiterate that, because as a nurse, I'm also a registered nurse. As a nurse, I can really relate to my patients that I've had that when they had issues with their thyroids, especially hypothyroid, because that's the symptoms, a lot of those that I have, because I know I don't have a thyroid. So when I had no energy and I couldn't hardly go up the stairs without being short of breath, and I just felt like, oh my gosh, like constant brain fog. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the words could not come out my mouth, and it's like, oh, it was so frustrating. So that put me in the shoe of my patients, because I didn't think that before. I always thought, you're taking your medication, so you should be feeling better. Mm-hmm. But that is not going to do it by itself. You have to flood your body with foods that's going to boost your immune system, boost your brain power, and get you to the point where you can get well. Because that's, you know, and that's the struggle that I had, the journey that I went on. Mm-hmm. It was not easy. There were ups, there were downs, there are lots of plateaus, because there are things when you're thinking you're going this way and then end up, sit there, and then I go backwards. So it's, you have to realize, and this is one thing I tell a lot of my clients, this journey called wellness is not about being perfect, because no matter how imperfect your journey, it is perfectly yours. So that is what we have to look at it as a journey. There are going to be ups, there are going to be downs, there are going to be plateaus, there are going to be times when you think, oh my God, this is not worth it. Mm-hmm. But how you're feeling then, and you can see, oh my gosh, I have boosts of energy when I did this. I want to feel this way again.
Okay,
so
yes.
Therefore, that should be your motivation, your overwhelming why. Whatever your why is, that should be front and center. And it's going to be different for a lot of people, because most people, sometimes they don't have a chronic conditions, but they're still not doing the things that's mm-hmm. going to make them healthy. And they're on the cusp of that. And they may want to fit in that sexy jean in their closet. Mm-hmm. So you have that jean in that closet that you said, oh my gosh, I used to be able to fit that 3 years ago and yes. I can't fit it right now. If that's your why, then make that the main mm-hmm. thing, and you focus on trying to get there. Mine was just the feeling the best that I can possibly feel mm-hmm. and being able to do the things, do anything I want without limitations.
Right.
I did not want that limitation. So with that, that was very broad. Mm-hmm. But then I used that to narrow. And then on this path, I realized I just want to feel good.
Yes,
I don't
right.
want to say, oh my God, I felt this way in my 20s. Why can't I feel that? I wanted to feel better than then.
That's awesome. And, you know, I totally understand that, because at first, you know, when I was younger, I wanted to just look cute in my clothes. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? I just want to look cute in my clothes. I don't want these fat rolls hanging. But, you know, when yeah. I had Gabriel, and my whole life changed. And I always say BG before Gabriel and HG after Gabriel. And my whole life changed, you know. And I laugh about it, but really it's this so serious, because you know you've got to take the best care of yourself so that you can be the healthiest for your child and give the best care to your child. And for, mm-hmm. I know we have one of our moms watching her. She has a child with special needs as well.
Okay.
And I know that we have to be our very best, because we do a lot. We have to give care, mm-hmm. continual care, 24-hour care.
24
and so it's like, you've always got to make sure that you take care of you so that you can take care of your children.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because remember, our kids are modeling whatever you do. Mm-hmm. They're watching. And even if they don't want to do it at that time, as they grow, they'll say, oh, mommy, do you remember when you used to do this? Because I'm going to tell you how I got my first Vitamix, okay? My first Vitamix was because of my son, my youngest son. We went to Whole Foods, and we were there, and I was like running around trying to get groceries, and they were there testing the Vitamix. They were demonstrating and teaching you how to make all these wonderful things. My two kids were obsessed. They stayed there, and they were like, oh, my God, I have all these allergies. I can't have that. I can't have that, but I can have this. Mm-hmm. So they made special stuff for them on the Vitamix, and they would not let me leave the store without the Vitamix. I said, I'm already spending my whole paycheck. Really? You need me to spend a paycheck and a half?
Whole Foods for your whole paycheck. Right? That's what people say about Whole Foods.
And your whole paycheck. I was like, you're going to make me spend my whole paycheck and a half? And I had to spend the whole. So that my son, my 10-year-old, I think he was 10 or 9 at the time, had me. That's when I got my first Vitamix. He surely did, and he was obsessed. He used that thing more than I did. Every day he came home, he's like, Mom, I want this recipe. I had to make these things for him every single day. So kids do model what we do, even though we're not, you know, sometimes it may not seem that way. But yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You touched on some really, I know we only have like 1 minute before our break, but another thing that you touched on that I want to recognize is that you said, like, when you used to talk with your clients before you went through your situation with the thyroid cancer and the fog and everything, you were just like, well, take your medicine. You must not be taking your medicine, you know.
And simply, that's really what it was.
And it wasn't until you actually went through it that you could understand and relate.
I could relate.
And you came to now when you talk to people, it's like you can come to them from such an authentic place.
Exactly.
Because you've been there. And I think, you know, that's what really makes us effective is when we have gone through some things, we can really help other people to know it can get better. You guys stay tuned. You're listening to Ready to Win.
Yes,
we'll be right back.
We'll be right back
after the commercial.
We'll still be here on Facebook.
Yes, we will.
Hi, Facebook.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
News from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he does not see Democrats making big gains in the midterm elections, despite some people's predictions.
You know, it's interesting. We have the strongest economy in the history of our nation. And I hear about a blue wave. I say, why is there a blue wave? We are doing better now with jobs. Today, there are more people working than at any time ever in the history of our country. So I don't think there's going to be a blue wave. I hope there's a red wave.
The president spoke at a campaign rally in Ohio last night. Vice President Mike Pence says Democrats have turned the Senate's role of providing advice and consent into obstruct and oppose when it comes to the president's judicial nominees. And Mr. Pence spoke to the Republican National Lawyers Association last night, Ian Columbus.
The truth is, if we lived in a more respectful time, Judge Kavanaugh would be overwhelmingly confirmed by the United States Senate.
Pence's comments came even as all 10 Democratic members of the Senate Judiciary Committee called for a delay in Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings, citing what they called the possibility of criminal wrongdoing by the president, then questioning Kavanaugh's views on executive power. The National Weather Service has downgraded a hurricane that was threatening Hawaii all week. That was Hurricane Lane, once a Category 4 storm with winds in excess of 170 miles an hour. And even though it's just a tropical storm now, FEMA Administrator Brock Long says the danger is very real.
Today's message to the citizens of Hawaii is don't let your guard down.
Tesla's Elon Musk says investors have convinced him he should not take the company private after all, so the firm, he says, will remain on the public stock markets. The eccentric and sometimes erratic CEO said in a statement last night that he made that decision based on feedback from the company's shareholders. That includes institutional stockholders, he said. They have made it clear that they have internal rules limiting how much they can invest in a private company. More on these stories from townhall.com.
For Jacksonville and the beaches, partly sunny this afternoon, a chance of showers and a high near 90. Mostly cloudy tonight, a 30% rain chance down to the mid-70s. Sunny, humid tomorrow and Monday, both topping out at 92. Tuesday, sun and clouds with a chance of showers and storms and 91. Mostly sunny Wednesday through Friday, sunshine and 92 with a chance of rain. Partly cloudy nights, low 75.
Wow, you guys. We're having so much fun here live in the studio today. This is Star. Are you there, Pastor Dab? I don't hear Pastor Dab, but I'm sure she's listening. She's probably on mute. And we are so excited.
Oh, Pastor Dab's still here.
Pastor Dab's still there. Hey, Pastor Dab.
Pastor Dab is trying to make me a smoothie.
She said she's trying to make her a smoothie.
That's right. Oh.
That is so funny. Okay, she's probably, are you looking at this green smoothie that I'm drinking in the studio?
No, I should put you. I just have you on the phone.
But I'm okay. So excited, you guys. We're here live in the studio with Miss Carrie Ann Lawrence from Just Green Living, yes. And we're talking about her new book, Empowered Eating for a Healthy Lifestyle. We're live in the studio drinking green smoothies, feeling amazing, and they taste so delicious. And she's just given us some awesome tips on ways that we can be healthy, and I'm so thankful to have you here. And
yes, it's such a pleasure to be here.
Some of these awesome things are found right in her book, you guys, about detoxing the body. Mm-hmm. And she was given our Facebook Live viewers some great information during the commercial. So if you're not watching this by Facebook Live, you can also tune into Facebook Live under Just Green Living.
Just Green Living, yes.
Just Green Living. Also, the Giveaway Foundation is also doing it live, and we're helping families out there, you guys, to be able to live and be healthy. So we are, I was asking her about how much money do people need if they just want to start, you know, where do they start? What kind of budget do they need? Because I think sometimes people have this misconception that it costs a lot of money to eat healthy, and they don't have money for that. I ain't got money for all that. I ain't money for all that. I'm just trying to feed the family. We're just trying to eat, you know? So how do you, what would you tell somebody like that?
One of the things that I would love to share is that going to the market is one of the ways that you can save money in getting your groceries. Instead of going to the regular store, if you go to, like, they have those flea markets where they have groceries you can get at, homemade farmers markets, that's a great resource because they'll have things that are naturally grown if they grow them themselves, and they're going to be less expensive. So anywhere between $75 to $100, I would say, that you can do, and you get a week to 7 to 10 days started on eating healthy. Places like Walmart, they have the chia seeds, and they have big containers that are less expensive than you going to like a Whole Foods, right? You can get your flax seed there if you choose that. You don't have to have all of them. You can use hemp seeds. There are different ones that you can use. If you don't have on a budget, just pick one and just use whichever one you want. When you're getting your spinach, those are pretty good prices as well. You can get them at the farmer's market. And it's even less expensive at Publix than it is sometimes going to Whole Foods. So you just have to look around and see where you're going to get it a little less. I try to buy organic. So I know when I go to the store, and you don't have to get it organic to start. If you cannot afford that, then just start where you are and just get what is there, because you're still getting the nutrients that your body needs more than you were if not taking anything at all. So don't think it's organic or nothing. I remember when I just bought the groceries. Now I buy the organic one because I make it more of a conscious effort to do. So if I would always say take two different greens. You don't have to have all of them. Kale, spinach. Those are the two basics that you can do. You get that. And then you add fruits. Now, in here, I have several different fruits that you use. If you said, I can only afford pineapple or mangoes and bananas. Bananas are normally pretty good. And strawberries and berries are normally a little bit more expensive. So if you're saying, I can't have the berries, then just start with the mangoes, because mangoes are on sale a lot now, pineapples, bananas. And you use those, because the key is to make sure you're getting the greens in. The fruits, whatever it is, you're going to also get the carbs from it, but the fruits give this a lot of flavor. So this is why I always say use more greens than fruits, especially if you're diabetic. You want to cut down on that. Add more greens than fruits, and then over time, then, you know, it will balance itself out. So that's pretty much, I would say $75 to $100 to get started for a 10-day.
Wow. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And if you really look at it that way, you're gonna realize it's cheaper than going to buy to the grocery store to buy other things. Just think about it. How much is it a pound to buy chicken? So if you're buying, a one pack of chicken, it could be like $15, $16 just for a pack. But with that, you can get a whole bunch of spinach, you can get a whole bunch of kale, and you can get some fruits with that for mm-hmm. just that one thing. So you have a whole meal with the fruits and vegetables that you have for just one thing of just chicken or beef or whatever it is. So it's just about you making it a priority, because a lot of people say, oh, it's expensive. It's really so much cheaper. When I go and I get beans, I can get the canned beans. I buy the organic canned beans, $1.10. And that's a whole, that's several meals right there in a can of beans. Yeah. So it is more, it's, I think a lot of it is a myth, because we're like, oh my gosh, eating healthy is expensive. It's not, it does not have to be expensive, because even if you don't buy the canned beans, that's even more expensive than if you buy it dry. So if you get it and you soak it yourself overnight, that's even less expensive, because mm-hmm. you get a big pack for what,
$2? $2, yeah. So
you,
it used to be $1, and then they went up.
It went up. So
people
I'm
caught
saying,
on.
That's right. So it is so much easier. It is more economical to eat this way if you do it with intention. Because if you're not going to do it with intention, and you're like, oh, so it's easier to get something else because it's what we're used to.
Right.
And it's when you're trying to create a different lifestyle, you're going to have to do things with more of an intent. Because mm-hmm. if not, when you're going to go to the grocery store, you're going to pick up like you normally do. And if you have the kids with you, then you're going to want to pick up all the other stuff because mm-hmm. the kids are going to drop everything mm-hmm. in the cart. So one of the things I did, even though my kids were in high school, when I completely changed, you know what I did? They didn't come to me at the grocery store. I came home, and what was there is what was there. They're like, but Mom, how am I going to do that? I said, well, we can make this nice smoothie here. We can do this. And both my kids now make smoothies. They're away at school, and my son has a blender in his dorm room, and he's making his smoothies.
Wow!
So they have caught on. They don't, but it's a matter of making it with intention and doing small steps. And I always say, if all you can do is say, I just want to eat one fruit or add one thing to my diet to make a change, you can add water. Water is the simplest thing you can do. And this is why I'm doing the water challenge. Water is the simplest thing you can do. And then add a fruit and add an apple. So an apple a day. And you after do a week, that for that a true? Week, a couple of weeks, and then you'll say, let's add something else. Then you have two fruits. So slowly crowd things out. You don't have to go and be like, oh my gosh, I have to do this all at once. And even though my book, I have the 10-day jumpstart, if you want to add chicken or keeping chicken or fish in there, then you can. I know I focus on doing beans and no animal products, but if you can do two smoothies and you're like, for my meal, I want to add chicken, go ahead and add the chicken. You've done so much more for your health by adding those smoothies that chicken is no big deal.
Wow.
Right? Because it's going to eventually crowd out, and you just add. Not everybody wants to do completely plant-based. And plant-based does not mean that you don't eat meat. Plant-based means that you're eating majority of your foods and vegetables from the natural whole foods line, like your plants, your greens, your vegetables, your fruits, your beans, your nuts, and your seeds. And then if you're going to eat meat, one of the things I always say, try to get them that's the ones that are free of antibiotics. So it tells you how they're raised. So it's you're cutting down on added toxins that way, or added stuff, because the antibiotic and all that stuff. Because when the animals get them, we eat them, we're getting them. So and they can be hormone disruptors for us, especially as women. It affects us. So therefore, it's important for you to just take a look at that. So when you're buying your meats, just look to make sure that it does not have the antibiotics and all that other stuff added.
So do you suggest making sure the meat, I guess it can't say organic, but it used to be antibiotic.
it's really no such thing as organic
meat.
Yeah, right? But you got to think, because, we always say, there are certain things that everybody said, oh, my gosh, you can only get vitamin B12 from, your meat products, especially your cows and all that stuff, which in technicality is true, but why do we get that? Well, we're getting it because the animals are eating the grass, and they can't distinguish between grass and dirt, so they're getting it from the dirt.
Oh, wow.
So they're eating all that, so they get what it is, so that's how it passes on to us.
What did I say during the break? I'm going to get myself to mow the lawn and get the grass clean. Listen to this.
Look at that.
With jalapenos in it.
There
whoa,
you go.
What a smoothie.
There you go. So you do it. So I do take supplements for vitamin B12 mm-hmm. because there's no other way I'm going to get it. Mm-hmm. If I don't eat eat animal products, I'm not going to get it, because they add it to either your almond milk and whatever you take, or you take the supplements. I take vitamin B12 because that's the only way I'm going to get it, because I, you know, that's when people always say, but how do you get a vitamin B12? Well, let's think of it. The animal didn't make the vitamin B12. They just happened to get it from the organisms in the dirt.
Right. Because
they can't distinguish between grass and dirt, because when they're eating all that. So
they're eating everything.
Right. And back in the day, really, let's think about it. Years and years ago, when we had our root vegetables, do you think a lot of those root vegetables, that's how people were getting their vitamin B12s, right? Because we didn't have all that washing them as much as we do mm-hmm. now. The earth was not as depleted. The soil, rather, was not as depleted. So you were getting a lot of all that stuff in some of your root vegetables.
Do you spray? Do you use a certain spray to clean your vegetables and fruits off? Or you don't eat meat anymore, but do you?
For my fruits and vegetables, I just use water. I wash them because that's economical.
Okay.
I just wash them, but I have a brush, mm-hmm. like a vegetable brush, and I just brush them and I wash them.
All right.
And a lot of, especially like my mushrooms, I wash them a little bit because I know there's some dirt might be on it, so I'm going to get some B12 anyway. My mom does not like that very much. She's like, when I'm cooking, she's like, can you please? I wash them, but yeah, there's a little bit of dirt. It's okay.
It's okay.
We're cooking it, right?
Wow, you guys. Well, Carrie Ann is starting the water challenge. Yes. I want you to talk a little bit about that so that we can get everybody that's watching today and everybody that's going to watch the replay, tell them how they can start the water challenge, because we're doing this together.
Yes, ma'am. We have the water challenge that we're starting September 3rd. It's on Labor Day, and it was intentional because I know it's probably most of us is going to be our last barbecue. So while we're out there barbecuing,
last barbecue.
Right, for the season, we can be drinking a lot of water. So the goal for that is to drink at least half your body weight in ounces per day. With a goal to drink a gallon if you can. Now, if you have a condition where you have fluid restrictions, please don't do that. So you talk to your doctors before you do something like that. But water challenge, one of the things that I wanted to do is because water is so important. We are almost 70% made of water, 70% of us. So we're not getting enough. And with that, we're not hydrated enough. It makes us bloated, right? We're dehydrated, getting headaches, mm-hmm. that can give you high blood pressure, all these different things, especially with the summer that we've had that was so hot. So drinking water will help flush out toxins is one of the reasons. So we're going to kick off kids going back to school. So we're boosting our immune system in the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That will help get us more hydrated. So a lot, if we're having issues with headaches and blood pressure, maybe the water can help, because if it's from you're not getting enough fluids, that gives you the fluids that you need. And also, it helps you lose weight. So I know a lot of us want to lose weight, of course. So drinking water will help you with that, because it's flushing all that extra toxins out your body.
That's awesome. So how can they join? Do you have a Facebook page already started? How can they join the water challenge?
Yes, they can sign up for the water challenge, and I made it easy. www.justgreenlivingtribe.com, and with that it takes you to my personal group page, in which I will start this challenge. It will start on September 3rd, so go ahead and sign up, join the group. It will not just have water, but I'm going to add a lot of other things. This is when I'm going to start pushing a lot of healthy stuff, recipes, all these things that I'm, because this summer I had slacked off my group a little bit. I was a little busy, so I didn't have much time. So I'm going to go back in and start nurturing and getting us back on track, because we have 4 months to the end of the year to try to do something so that we can push forward, so that we have a jump start for 2019. Because January come, everybody was like, I want to do this, I want to do that. So we get a jump start. So we have 4 months to start practicing, right?
That is so
and get
good.
Ourselves ready. And, of course, skinny jean season is coming, too,
skinny
right?
Jean season, skinny yes, jean season, yes, fall, is coming. Lord.
Listen,
Lord.
My spin sister, Monica, this is her thing. She loves her skinny jeans. So I was like, yes, that's what she talked about on our bike this morning. So skinny jeans, when we were riding away in our spin bike. So skinny jean season is coming. So this is get us jump started.
Oh my goodness, y'all! We need to all be on a spin bike. But we're going to start with this water challenge. We're starting with this water challenge mm-hmm. on September 3rd. So you guys go to www.justgreenlivingtribe.com.
Right, and it takes you directly to the group. So all you have to do is hit join.
Awesome.
And I would love to have you there. So share the word, because I want a lot of us to do it, because this is the first thing. And one of the things that I would love for you guys to do is do a before and after picture. So take a picture close up of your face before you get started. Ooh. And then the 30 days later, take another picture. You will see the difference, because guess what? drinking the water and you're hydrated is going to help you get rid of some of the wrinkles you have.
Yes.
You know, get rid of fine lines. That's right. Because
yes.
I'm telling you, if you're not getting enough water, that means we're dehydrated, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to have all that stuff. And you're going to see sometimes, you know, the dark circles underneath your eyes. They're kind of like, oh my gosh, water can do all that good stuff. It helps brighten your skin. It gives you a glow.
A glow.
Yeah.
Who's ready to glow?
Who's ready to glow?
Right.
We're
going
to glow up with some water.
So we're taking the water challenge, you guys. www.justgreenlivingtribe.com.
Yes.
Okay? And we're going to be drinking half of our body weight in water, up to a gallon.
8 ounces per
yes.
day. Yes. Because I'm telling you, it's you'll see the difference. You will see the difference. And if that's the first thing you could do for your, you know, to get started on your health journey, come on, join us. But with that, of course, we can't have sodas. We can't have all those sugary drinks, right? Because we're going to cut out all those sugary drinks and replace it with water.
We're going to replace it with water. Can we have one of these smoothies?
You surely can, absolutely.
This is delicious.
Hey.
Alan was over there trying to, like, hijack my
little
corner.
Look at that. You just finished.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen, we might have a smoothie challenge next. You never know. So, yes, we're going to... That is awesome. You can have all the smoothies in the world, but make sure we're drinking our water along with that. What I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry, Lord. Bring it back.
I know, right?
Yes.
That's all right. I don't remember what I was going to say.
I don't know either.
That's right.
It'll come
but that's
back.
All right. It'll come back at some point. But yes, water is that important. Oh, yes. I was talking about if that's the only thing that you can do for your health, start doing that right now, because that is going to, you're going to see a difference. People always say, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to the bathroom a lot. You're going to go to the bathroom a lot at first, but then your body regulates, right? And you're going to see and feel the difference. The most important thing is how you feel when you drink your water. And, oh, and some people are going to say, I can't, I got to have my caffeine. Oh my gosh, at least one cup of caffeine. And that's fine. So you can have your green tea or something like that and just don't put any sugar in it. So you can have it just like that. You can have it black, your black coffee. I give you one black coffee a day. How about that? But no sugar added.
No sugar added.
Because that's one of the...
What about stevia?
You can use stevia because stevia has zero calories, right?
Yeah,
so therefore, it just goes through the body.
Look at...
So you can have... You can have... Listen, show your bottle. Show your bottle, Alan.
He's just joking.
He's like, it's all gone. Look at that.
Look
at that. He has it all.
This stuff is rotten. Fill it up.
Excellent.
Awesome. Oh,
I'm so glad you guys are enjoying it. Oh, this makes my heart sing.
Yes. You guys, what a great, great program. What else do you want to share with the people? We have 10 minutes
ten
left.
10 more minutes. We can
we
talk
have
about.
10
we
more
have
minutes.
Been talking, right?
I know.
Well, let's see
I didn't
what
play
we're
any
talk
songs.
About. Oh, I know. Let's talk about some of the things in the book. How about that? So we can see what's in it. One of the things that I talked about a lot was the power of choice. And I want to touch on that just a little bit, because it is so important. Because one of the things that people don't understand is by not making a choice, you are making a choice. And it's important to make decisions that's going to get you closer to your goal. It doesn't have to be because you're, it doesn't have to be a wellness. It could be anything, because making decisions is also important in your job. It's also important in whatever business endeavor you're in, personal endeavors. You got to make choices. So I just wanted to read one thing to you guys. Choice is in the broadest sense means the ability to decide between various courses of action and or opportunity. Each day you continue to make choices, and every choice you make has a specific consequence and or result. Sometimes you choose to do nothing, but it is still a choice. And that is why I always talk about embracing the power of choice. This is how you get to empowered eating. Because you eat when you're eating, a lot of times if you change up how you eat, it's not always well received by people around you. So a lot of times you feel like you're like, oh my gosh, I'm traveling with this smoothie in my bag, or I'm having this salad or something, but everybody is having something else. And they try to make you feel uncomfortable. The difference is when you can get to the point of like, my goodness, this is a choice I am making that's going to get me to where I want to be, then you can crowd all that out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how you get to empowered eating instead of having negative connotations to what you're eating. So So that was intentional with the name of the book.
Wow.
It's being empowered. And that's how you're going to get when you start making choices. That's going to get you to where you really desire to be.
Wow. That's an awesome word. And, you know, at the beginning of this year, the Lord gave me the word intentional. Mm-hmm. And that was my word. I mean, everything, because mm-hmm. a lot of times people think things just haphazardly. You know, when you see people in great shape, they're not in great shape because they were born like that. They're in great shape because they work hard. Mm-hmm. They go to the gym. Everything that they do with their eating is intentional. When you're eating a smoothie and somebody else is eating the cupcake, and you intentionally eat the smoothie every day and somebody else intentionally eats the cupcake or the Snicker candy bar or all this other junk food mm-hmm. every day, you're being intentional and they're being, I don't want to say intentional because they don't even think they're being intentional, but they're being unintentional.
Right.
But either way, they're making a choice.
They're making a choice.
They're making a conscious choice to eat this way, and you're making a conscious choice to eat that way.
Right.
And either way, both of them have results.
They have results. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that is different, though, is when you're grabbing the other stuff, it's almost natural in the way you mm-hmm. That's how you've always done it. So it's mm-hmm. routine for you. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a task, as some people would say, mm-hmm. to do something different. It's like, oh my God, that's too hard to do. But when you're sick and you can't go up a stairs, is that what you want for yourself?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you want for yourself to sit here with all kind of pain? No. So you have to be intentional. Now, are you going to wake up and just do that overnight? Probably won't.
Mm-hmm.
So do the small steps. And this is why I always say small steps. Doing the water. Start there. I started somewhere. One of the things that I did after trying so many different things, I started with doing 10-day cleanse. I didn't invent a 10-day cleanse. This is something that has been around. So I did it. And I was like, oh, my God, I felt better. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh. So there's something to it. What I did, though, I changed it and put it my way. When I got to the point, August 14th last year, when I finally decided to cook 100% plant-based, no animal products, and I did it again with this, and I was like, oh, my God, I feel even better.
Mm.
So that's how I continued down this path. Because remember, this book started as a challenge. I did it as a challenge in January, and my coach saw it, and my coach said, what? No, you have just written a book. I was like, a book? And then I added the rest to it, of course, because also in the book, there's a journal. So there's a part, it's very interactive. So there's a journal part to it. And each day there's motivation. There's a quote, a motivational quote. And then at the end of the day, you get to reflect on your day. What went well? What are some of your successes? What are some of your challenges? And you talk about all the lessons you've learned. So it's very interactive. And I wanted that because that's how you're going to get to the next level. Because when you write things down, you can go back and you can see, oh my gosh, is this how I was really feeling that day? And then you'll say, okay, what did I eat this day? What can I eliminate? And how can I feel better? And then that's how you continue your journal your way and change. And that's how you start getting that mindset shift that you need to get to the next level.
Wow. You guys, she's so awesome. She's a wealth of information. We've been riding to the studio together for the past 2 weeks. And it's like, we're just talking all the way over here and all the way back. And it's just so much fun just being in your space because you're just so awesome. She's a wonderful person inside and out. You guys, you got to grab your copy of her book, Empowered Eating for a Healthy Lifestyle.
Yes. And you can get this. I need to tell you where to get it, right? It's at www.justgreenliving.com/our books. www.justgreenliving.com/our books. And you can order your copy.
And you heard our books. That means there's more books coming. So.
That's right.
So we're going to repeat that one more time, www.justgreenliving.com/our books. And this is her new book, Empowered Eating for a Healthy Lifestyle. We're showing it to you. And it's awesome, you guys. We're so excited to have you here on Ready to Win. We come on this show every Saturday from 12 to 1 to help families and children. There's a lot of them that have special needs. But you know what, guys? We're not just here for one part of the community. We're here for the whole community. And so I just am so glad that you came on, because this is something that can help everybody. And I'm mm-hmm. just so thankful. Everybody needs to have a healthy lifestyle. And we, especially as parents and caregivers to children that have special needs, we've got to make sure that we take care of ourselves so that we can take care of them. And so I just thank you for taking time out of your schedule, opening up your heart. And yes.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
Pastor Dad, for that scripture, talking about opening up and sharing what you have to be a blessing to others. And that's what it's all about. It really, really is. And so it just ties right into what we do here on this radio broadcast. We open up and share what we have. And we love it when we come across other people that want to do the same thing and open up and share their gift and share what God has put on the inside of them and share how their life has changed so that they can be a blessing to others. And so we invite you to go and check out Carrie Ann's book at www.justgreenliving.com/our books and join the water challenge at www.justgreenlivingtribe.com. And also, if you'd love to partner and connect with the Giveaway Foundation, we would love for you to do so at www.giveawayfoundation.org. We love what we're doing here to help other families in the community. And just thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll be back next Saturday from 12 to 1, and we can't wait to see you. And thanks a million, Carrie Ann, for being here.
Yeah. Woo! Thank you guys so much.
You guys, should we have
such
her back?
A pleasure.
We'll have her back again. It's
yes, it is. And I'm on social media, everything, Just Green Living.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.